The second question that frequently gets asked related to prognostic factors is, can you actually use an abnormality to choose therapy? In other words, if a patient has this abnormality, would you choose X treatment versus Y? And again, the sort of unsatisfactory simple answer is no, you can't. The one thing we do know is that patients with 17p deletions don't respond well to fludarabine-based therapy, which is our mainstay of treatment. There is data that they can respond to alemtuzumab or Campath. However, there was recently published a randomized trial. This is actually what led to frontline indication for alemtuzumab in CLL, which was chlorambucil versus alemtuzumab. And alemtuzumab was clearly better than chlorambucil in all groups, but they did present the data by FISH analysis. And what they showed is that patients with a 17p deletion certainly did better with alemtuzumab, but their median progression-free survival was 10 months. And this is a frontline CLL population, where without high-risk factors, you can get 5, 6, 7-year remissions. So obviously, that alemtuzumab by itself is not going to be the magic bullet for 17p. The other drug that works in 17p deletion is steroids, and the British have a phase 2 trial combining steroids with alemtuzumab. But the simple and, again, unsatisfactory answer is, we know that 17Ps don't do that well with fludarabine, but the problem is we don't have the magic bullet that they do well with. Where I do think it helps is that's the one group that I would seriously consider an early allotransplant in CLL because they have such a dismal prognosis.